This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was news out of Tokyo early this morning that gave the markets a bit of a start. The Japanese business paper Nikkei said President Obama is set to nominate Larry Summers to run the Federal Reserve, and he's going to do it soon, too. The White House shot that down in short order. It said flat out the report was wrong, but Summers is widely believed to be on the very, very short list to replace Ben Bernanke when his term is up next January. The other name on that list, there's only two names, that's how short the list is the current vice chair, Janet Yellen. We told you about her a month or two ago. So today, a closer look at Mr. Summers from Marketplace's David Gura.
Larry Summers is a lightning rod. Critics have lined up questioning his policies and personality. Several senators on both sides of the aisle say they would not support his nomination. This is a nerdy but consequential fight and an unusually public one that seems ready-made for cable news.
Today, front page of the Journal, front page of the New York Times, saying that Larry Summers cannot get approved.
A loud voice in the chorus of critics is Larry Kotlikoff. He's an economist at Boston University who went to grad school with Summers. They've written papers together.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of top economists in this country, in the world. We could have any one of them be the Fed chairman. I think most of them would do a better job.
Kotlikoff says the Fed chairman's job requires a certain amount of diplomacy.
You have to get everybody to agree on what the course of policy should be. And Larry Summers, unfortunately, has a track record of getting into fights with people.
Summers was on the MIT debate team. He's known for picking apart arguments and for playing devil's advocate. That's rubbed some people the wrong way, but Summers' supporters say his critics have him all wrong. They describe him as funny, as someone who, as one colleague put it, has people in stitches all the time, often in pointing out the absurdity of various arguments. Jeremy Bulow teaches economics at Stanford. He and Summers also met when they were grad students. Bulow says Summers is blind to status.
Larry's not a good yes man.
Summers doesn't care if you're a college freshman, Bulow says, or if you're the president of the United States. All Summers cares about is what you think. And to be sure, he's going to tell you what he thinks. Bulow says Summers has been a mentor to many young economists, something he traces back to graduate school when Summers worked on a research project in Indonesia.
When he came back from that summer, I asked him, well, what did you learn? And he said, you know, what I learned was that you can get a lot done in this world if you don't insist on taking the credit.
Bulow describes Summers as a brilliant economist with wide-ranging interests in policy.
He has this exceptional ability to see through the mathematics and understand the real pragmatic effects of a policy on the average person.
That brought Summers to Washington when he was young, and it's kept him coming back. Several decades ago, MIT economist James Poterba was Summers' research assistant.
One of Larry's bits of advice to graduate students beginning their economics careers was, you know, be about the economy, not about the economics literature.
But critics like Kotlikoff say that while Summers' resume and list of publications is impressive, there are red flags. Summers has made millions as a consultant to banks and hedge funds. And during the Clinton administration, he pushed for deregulating the derivatives market. That's led to questions about how he'd implement parts of the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. Former Assistant Treasury Secretary Michael Barr worked with Summers on that law, and he rejects those concerns.
He's been a strong proponent of tough reform in the sector, and I'm confident that he would implement that with the same spirit.
Another former Assistant Treasury Secretary, Ted Truman, who's friends with Summers and Janet Yellen, says some people might be surprised to hear that Summers was a loyal boss. They might assume he's so smart that, as Truman puts it, Summers brushes all the crumbs off the table.
But I think many of us crumbs who've been on the table have felt considerable satisfaction from having had the opportunity to work with him. He's always been generous to most of us.
Even if, Truman says, he can also be frustrating to work with. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.